should receive boundless mercy. He has got so many defects, so many very anti-attitude, disqualification. Why he should be accepted or given any chance? But for us, we want that don't come to judge. Then I have no hope, my Lord. So, Gyan Sunna Bhakti. If you come to judge, I have got no hope. Please, grant grace. Then I can hope to approach you, to offer me, to make progress towards you. If you become very lenient, not to find fault with me, but at the same time, in the same breath, we wonder why this man disqualified, he should get any grace. Why? Because he will get some mercy, affection. That is hypocritical in us, and that causes a great deal of difficulty within us. Suicidal. That is suicidal. So Vaishnava Ninda, Vaishnava Rad, those that are accepted by him, and gradually he will be purified, but we are very eager to point out fault in him. That is more dangerous for our own progress. Suicidal. In my case, I want something higher, but in the case of others, we can't tolerate the same behavior of the Lord. That is very difficult position. Generally, that is the basis of Vaishnava Parama. Vaishnava, who has been accepted by the Lord and gradually purifying him, and we give much attention to the what is still left, the difficulty still left in him, very particularly comes to our attention. And what is the result is that that will be transferred to me. These are the realities of the experience in this line. That if I mark especially the fault of another devotee, that will be transferred to me. It happens, our experience, and also from the Shastra, we have seen this. So one must be very careful not to make any remark generally about the practices and the activities of another Vaishnava. Only in the case when he is given, he is empowered by the Supreme, just in the case of his disciples, to correct his disciples as with the guardian's sympathetic eye, he can detect, he can mark the defects, and will help him to remove. There must be some affectionate heart within, one to, not jealousy of anything of that type, but with goodwill, one to remove from the affectionate guardian. That is to summon Shikha Guru or Dikha Guru. From that position one may detect the fault of the students of this life and help him sincerely to get out of that. But otherwise, if we are attracted by those faults, that will come to us and we shall have to pay for that as a practical thing. And also based on reason also and scriptural advices. We must be careful. It is also warned in the Vaishnava literature that you must be careful about Vaishnava Parada. Vaishnava Parada. That comes from the jealousy, spirit of competition or jealousy. That is very detrimental to our spiritual life. So we all must be very careful. Not specially attracted by any defect. If it comes to my eye, I may refer to the higher authority. I doubt that this is the case with that gentleman. But if we make too much, either in opposition or in any other, that would be transferred. I am devouring. My mind is coming in touch of that fault. In that, he is devouring this as food. And that is contaminated to this critic. That is, anyhow, it is entering into the mental system of the critic. And it must get its satisfaction from there as reaction. So very, this is like trade secret. This is also the secret of our devotional life. We must be aware and must be very careful about these practical difficulties in the path of our life. So we have been recommended. Tatti nukampang susamikkama. This calculated the judgment, the faculty of judgment has been discouraged. That your standard of measuring things that won't stand there. So gyan sunna bhakti. You have to learn new alphabet here. In the devotional school, you have to come in connection with the new alphabet. Old alphabet don't do. Gyan sunna bhakti. Give up all the pride of your past experience, your knowledge out of experience of the mortal world won't do here, won't be applied here. This is in the case of infinite autocrat goodness, all these things. In our mouth we speak all this, pronounce all these big things, absolute good, absolute truth, all these things. But we have not known about the characteristic of that. So the rebel is revealing himself, but must carefully note his nature. So, then sunna, give up the pride of your old experience, and on the basis you will go to judge things. But it is not like that. A new law here, and the land of autocrat. And the goodness we have to think. So, gyan sunna bhakti, first step, that to give up all the pride of our previous experience and to begin a new life. Gyan sunna bhakti, the laws of the infinite, not the laws of this finite world, as a subject I acquired. I shall have to enter the domain as an object of the subject. He is the subject and I am the object here, possessing a particle of the space there. And that is also at his sweet will. Any time I may be dispossessed, that is not in the democratic government, but in the mad monarchy or some dictatorship. To live in the land of dictatorship and not in the democracy and the law. And to try our best to find mercy, grace, kindness, pity everywhere. Because whatever the dictator is doing, it is all good. We are to be trained like that. He is the highest dictator, without fault. So may or may not understand, but it must be helpful for us. Whatever is commanded by the dictator. So no law on which we shall base our judgment and give remarks. So a remark is absolutely not only useless, but it is faulty and injurious. Such consciousness we have to acquire, and it is not unreasonable. Gyani prayas. As Newton told, that I am collecting out the pebbles in the ocean of knowledge on the shore. He was a man of this world still. He had the sincerity and the courage for this statement. Even knowledge in finite is on the outside ocean. And I am on the shore collecting some pebbles. So even in reference to the knowledge of this world, if it is constated, what to think about that knowledge of infinite, unknown and unknowable. Unknown and unknowable. We must have courage, just as Columbus reported his ship to discover America. He had the courage. To float our boat, little boat, in the ocean, up unknown and unknowable. And the laws will be of that kind. Laws of the higher ocean that may not be applied in the strait or in the local sea. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. It's always a new thing we have to study, and the revealed truth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We go to make the infinite with the law of finite, then it is hopeless for us to go that side. We have to imbibe things purely of that land and that standard. But the unknown world, sudustaram duman bhavad navam bhima madabhra saurida nidhaya jata sadanu guru bhavam. স্বয়ং সমুত্তীর্য সুদুস্তরং দুমং ভবত নবং ভীম মদভ্র সৌরিদা ভবত পদম্ভৌরুহ নাবমত্রতি নিধায় জাতা সদনুগ্রহ ভবান ভগবান দিবতি সেই ভাগবত স্বয়ং সমুত্তীর্য সুদুস্তরং দুমং হোয়াট ইজ আনসার surmountable ocean. Swayam Samuttirja, one who has crossed that unsurmountable ocean. Swayam Samuttirja Sudustaram Duman Bhavarnabhanga Bhima Madhavra. That dreadful ocean with dreadful waves and so many animals, water animals. Bhavarnabhanga Bhima Madhavra Sahurja. But the saints that by your grace crosses that ocean, they again sent back that boat. The boat which is compared to the lotus feet of the Lord. By the help of the lotus feet of you, the infinite Lord, the infinite, absolute, they crosses this ocean by the grace of your holy feet. Again, that boat they sent back here for others to cross the same ocean. Their experience about the ocean and how, in which way they crossed and what difficulty had. They again, your devotees are so magnanimous. After using the boat of your holy feet, they cross, then again send them back for us. Swayam samutpis jasudus tarang duman bhavad nabang bhima madabhra saurida. Because their friendship for the people, people is very white and pure. Bhima madabhra saurida samutpis jasudus tarang duman Bhavad nabang bhima madabhra saurida. Bhavat padam bhuruha nabha matrati nidhaya jata sadhanukhu bhavad. And you are always in favor of those devotees. So by their request you can't refuse. You allow your lotus feet again to come this side and take others towards that cross. The knowledge is our enemy, because this knowledge in this world is all misleading. The basis is misleading, however spacious it may be, but it is the negligible part of the infinite. So all misleading, misrepresentation, we have collected, gathered, pushed in our brain. All full of misleading, maya, misunderstanding. So that is our enemy. We have to clear them up and put fresh things which is indented from the other world by pure sources. A theoretical thing is one, and the practical thing other. Rupa Goswami says, Bhakti, bhukti, jnanata sulabha mukti. By cultivating our knowledge of soul, we can attain mukti, that is emancipation, liberation from this miscalculation easily. Though it is not so easy, still, comparatively, easily one can renounce everything, considering the wicked nature of the environment. Elimination, 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 all elimination. Then just to reach to things like sound sleep, that is mukti, permanent sound sleep. Jnanata sulabha mukti, bhukti yogyadi punyata. And we can gather our things of enjoyment by yoga, altruistic action. If we take altruistic action, then as reaction, they will come back to me for my satisfaction, pleasure. But seyon sahadasya sahat, sadhana sahasai hari bhakti sarulava. But our real devotion to Hari, that is not so easy. Sadhana sahasai, thousands types of aspiration and practices. Still it is sudurlabha, may or may not be acquired. Because that is friendship with the autocracy, to acquire friendship with the autocracy. Our enjoyment, that is labor and leave. If we give some labor loan to another, that may come back to me. So, by the help of my labor and the distribution of that labor, we can easily get future enjoyment. And also, by practicing our disgust, sincere disgust with the present mortal environment, we can encourage our ego towards salvation, that is complete renunciation, cutting up all connection with the infant, just like sound sleep, samadhi, but to have affectionate connection with the autocratic infinite, that is hardly be acquired. More answer. Hari Bhakti Shuru Labha. And the gradual process, how one can acquire that, that also traced in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Purpurva. Grace Agni. If we come in the line of devotion proper, the first result we shall experience, Kleshogni, that all the afflicting tendency in our mind gradually diminish. Because we do not want them, our sincere negligence to them. Kleshogni, Subhada. Then so many things, the proposal of subtle, finer happiness will come to perhaps to dissuade us from this path. So the moksha lagutakrit, the third result we shall trace, that mukti mya renunciation, the result of renunciation, that is relief from the negative side influence, that is being considered to be very small achievement. The mere withdrawal from the negative side, that is not much. This consciousness will have been in view. Moksha lagutat, shuru labha. If we only can feel or experience that the goal of a renunciation is not much, it is of lower order, then you will get bhakti, no certainty, no guarantee. Still, it is far from you. Moksha lagutat ke shuru labha, sandhananda visheshatma. Then if anyhow by chance you come in connection with that thing, that reality, then you will find some fundamental awakenment of happiness. That infinite happiness is approaching you, approaching towards you. Sri Krishna Kurishini Chasa, still if you can continue your devotion activity in a proper light, then you will find he is coming here to you as Krishna himself. In the conception of Krishna consciousness, the Krishna concept, he is coming to you as Krishna. Krishna means embodiment of all desirable types of ecstasy, the full that is approaching, or you are being allowed to have this Nirvana conception for your fulfillment of your devotional activities of life, enterprise. In this way, things progress. So now to dive deep into reality. Gyan Shunya Bhakti, that is the world of surrender, the area of surrender is so high, noble, great, and fulfilling. That can only take us in the plane of love affection. Where we hope to see and to live in that plane of affection and love, not only this mundane affection and love, but the love of the absolute, then complete surrender at his disposal, at his mercy, complete surrender to his mercy. The reaction comes as love. Your highest contribution of faith towards him, then he will be awakened and will come to accept you in his lap. So no risk, no gain. And risk towards the whole devotion proper, not some total of some activities or some sort of studies. No. Practically it is concerned with the soul, the inner existence of us. The giving and the taking must take place from the innermost part of our heart. To play with that thing, not superficial knowledge or this bodily labor or mental labor. It's all superficial, the dealing of the heart to heart, and that is whole self. Because there is no immeasurable world and no death eternal. So Gyani Prayasam is our moho, our mania for knowledge and for worldly energy, bodily or mental energy, and the knowledge about so many falsified things. We are proud of that in this world. But we can withdraw everything. A scientist has discovered, invented a particular law. But if he withdraws from there, it will be nowhere. The backed by his will, so the things are there. Let there be water, there was water. Let there be light, there was light. If we can find some faith in this, then what? Everything designed and destined by him. So what is the utility of some provisional incident? He may make or mar, the law may be changed into opposite by his will, sweet will. The origin of the world is such independent designer, like a great hallucination master. কি বলে ম্যাজিক ম্যাজিক আর কি বলে হিপনোটাইজার হিপনোটিজম দ্যাট ইজ অলসো ভেরি নেগলিজেন্ট পার্ট দ্য গ্রেটেস্ট হিপনোটাইজার এভরিথিং ডিপেন্ডিং অন হিজ মেন্টাল স্ট্রেংথ হি ক্যান শো এনিথিং অ্যান্ড এভরিথিং দিস ব্লাইন্ড জরাষ্ট্র হোয়েন হি ওয়াজ অর্ডার্ড ইউ রিমুভ মাই ব্লাইন্ডনেস I'd like to see your great noble figure others are seeing. No, no, blindness not necessary to be removed. Only I say and he will see me. Without removing the blindness, Dhritarashtra saw by his will, his order. Yes, you can see me without blindness. We are being blind. Being blind he could see. Then what sort of sight is he? By his order. So eyes are not indispensable to see him. All our mental preparation backing the eye. That is also not. He ordered, you see me. He could see without eyes, without the mentality of sight. He could see, he is janmandha, he is blind from the birth. He has got no idea of any color, any figure, because he is janmandha, he is blind, born blind. But still he could see by his order. His position is such. And if we try to approach him, then what sort of... attitude or mentality we should our earnestness we shall approach him. What will be the path of air to make a journey towards that land? It is easy, it is difficult. Easy because it is our inborn tendency from within. It is home. But now we are far from home. It is home, my own thing, so there is hope that I may reach there once. It is my home, I won't find satisfaction anywhere. So I must have to go there, my home. But I am far off from the home comfort. That is the difficulty. I have lost them. Any question on this? উজ্জ্বল নির্মণি প্রভু প্লিজ উজ্জ্বল নির্মণি প্লিজ উজ্জ্বল নির্মণি হ্যাঁ এনি কোয়েশ্চেন জ্ঞানে প্রায় সমুদ্র পার্শ্ব স্কলারশিপ ইজ পয়জন আর ইউ রেডি টু অ্যাডমিট দিস নো হোয়াট ইউ হ্যাভ গ্যাদার্ড দ্যাট ইজ অল ননসেন্স
Hare Krishna,
plodding in the mud. So, all misrepresentation, knowledge of misrepresentation, the bag not filled with money, but filled with some big bags. The brain tax filled up with all misleading things. Are you ready to admit this? Not so soon. What do you say? So much importance you have given, or many of us, not only I am believing to you, but many of us, most of our knowledge, our experience. But the bhakti school has the hammering, putting the hammer on the head of knowledge. That is, but rather, ignorance is better than knowledge. Can you accept that? Knowledge is more dangerous than ignorance, because they are comparatively proud and they are more confident that I am holding higher position. To remove them from that position is very difficult. Qualitatively in this world, they are in high position than the ordinary laborers holding high position. So they are confident that I am in superior position. So to remove him from that proud position, it is more difficult than to remove a man, ordinary laborer, from his ignorance. It is easy. It is easy to educate a non-educated person, but to educate an educated person, it is more difficult. He has firmly fixed himself there, that this is the superior thing. He won't budge an inch from that position, so easy. So, tar madhye bishoyitobu bhalo, bishoyitobu bhalo, sangha nahi magi kono kal. Ordinary person, misguided souls in the ordinary street, their company is little better. But the company, the influence of the so-called scholars, that is more dangerous. That sort of subtle poison is very difficult to remove. They are very proud. I know I hold higher position than the ordinary mass. That sort of ego, that fine ego, is very difficult to remove. Ordinary person, they think, yes, we are culprit. We are culprit. And so also ordinary religious man. I am a religious man. It is very difficult to remove him, so-called religion, so-called faith. This is the practical experience and also advice of the Shastra. Vedasya nastikyavad buddhake adhik. Half-truth is more dangerous than falsehood. Half-truth is more dangerous than falsehood. Vedasya nastikyavad. Atheism in the garb of theism. Just as in Shankara, Mayavad, Soham. That I am the highest substance, the authority or the law, that is non-differentiated like zero, that cannot assert. Then, no question that I am among the creation, I hold the higher position, it is possible for me. There is no God. Automatically, holding highest power and everything highest, that is God. There is no such thing. Ultimately it's an unknown and unknowable substance, a region like that. And wherever there is argument, as a human wise man, we hold the highest position. We hold the highest position. But if we are to admit God, then we have nothing. We are his created object, his play doll. We have nothing. As soon as I have admitted God, then we are dispossessed of everything. We are only a play doll at his hand. So everything gone. So much renunciation is not possible to admit another authority, absolute authority. That means I am nowhere. Such self-abnegation is not so cheap. Any question?
What can help an intellectual to develop Shastric vision?
The other aspect, the other sleeping aspect will be awakened, and then it will vanish, the cowherd will vanish automatically. Intellectualism cannot be utilized, but that causeless wealth within, eternal, that should be awakened.